supplier base. What is world class? How do we create a supplier base appropriately so as to ensure our products and as well as our pricing is effective? Objective of this session is to understand how to measure the supplier performance. We talked about various measures and metrics used to measure the supplier performance. We will define those activities and some examples here. To understand how to rationalize the supplier way, how to rationalize number of vendors or supplier to optimal level to avoid having multiple supplier and challenges related to multiple quality and standard. To understand how to develop the supplier to create a world-class supplier base, as we spoke about this, the entire session is how do we create a world-class supplier base. To understand how to overcome barriers to supplier development. How do we work on suppliers and vendors? How do we improve their performances? And what we need to know, let us try to understand in these sessions. Supplier performance measurement. What we measure, how do we measure, frequency of measure, which we will talk about in this. An important part of supplier management involves the continuous measurement of supplier performance. It is not a one-time activity, but regularly, continuously, in a specific time frame and certain parameters to define the performance of the supplier. The tool to measure, manage and develop the performance of the supplier. What type of tools and metrics we use to review the vendor and supplier to manage his performance efficiently. Without a system to evaluate performance, it's very difficult for a purchaser to know how well the supplier is satisfying his obligation. If you don't have a system, naturally evaluation is not easy or very difficult in such a way. So how do we improve these systems and processes to ensure our obligation is achieved? Supplier performance measurement includes the methods and system to collect, provide information to measure, rank supplier performance on a continuous basis. We spoke about it. It means what type of data and information to be collected from the when the supplier, and what type of information to be provided to measure those performance, and rank the supplier based on those kind of output results, and also it is on a continuous basis. The measurement system is critical part of sourcing process, essentially serving as the supplier's progress card. Any activity need to be reviewed, and there should be a progress sheet so as we know what is the performance and where is the gap, so as we can go on improving those elements to achieve the highest possible rating of our vendor. Supplier performance measurement differs from the process used to initially evaluate and select a supplier. Whenever we evaluate a new vendor or a supplier, the process is different than the way we review his performances. So as what type of tools and techniques we use, we will be getting into. It is a continuous process as opposed to one time event. When we are evaluating a vendor, it's the first time. When we are getting in a vendor, it's a one time activity, whereas his performance measures are not a one time activity, it's a continuous process. It is comparative to the identifying a right supplier. What to measure? This is one biggest question. Is it price, performance, quality? So these are the very basic three elements which he talked about, quantitative factors which can be identified with a number or some percentage or some prices and etc. So it is always easy to quantify those factors. So the one of the important measure is quantifying factors, which is delivery performance, how effective they are in ensuring their delivery as per schedule. Quality performance, really how many times they are ensured their quality is met as per our requirement. What is the effectiveness of the pricing and cost, so as how they are working on their improvement of the cost, so as pass on those benefits to the buyer. What to measure? Qualitative, which are very qualitative related, which is a part of sensing about those particular supplier. It is not perspective, but it is also understanding with a level of sensing the particular vendor or supplier to evaluate for a better results. ability to resolve problem. How good at he is, while he is facing any problem and resolving, how quick at it. Technical ability, whether he is capable of resolving technical problems or he is technically capable of fulfilling the requirements. Ongoing progress reporting, looking at that report, what's happening on a regular basis. Corrective action and respond. Once the action and corrective action has been given, how good at that kind of receiving those kind of action plan and how he is responding to that kind of factors. Suppliers cost reduction ideas. Whether he is coming with some new ideas or he is working on cost reduction ideas so that he can pass on that cost benefits to the buyer. Suppliers new product support. How good he is and he is able, and his know-how and knowledge while we are trying to introduce a new product and the support expected out of the particular supplier. Buyer-seller compatibility. It means how he good at collaborating, communicating, transparent related to the activity of purchasing and procurement. Calculating qualitative service factors. The buyer can assign each factor a score or rating. It means we can assign a number, percentage or certain value so that it is much easier to evaluate. Here we can see he can evaluate the qualitative factors along a 5-point scale. It means 1 to 5. If 1 is the lowest and 5 is the best. The system adds the scores and divides by total possible points to arrive at a percentage of a total point, which is qualitative service factor. There is other possibility of having individual score for individual activity and then finally arrive at a percentage, which is quality service factor, which can be defined effectively. For example, total possible points for above mentioned qualitative factors are 35. If the supplier gets 27 points, his qualitative service factors rating will be 77. But how it is done? How often to measure? A buyer should receive a daily report summarizing the previous day's incoming activity. The report should also highlight past due suppliers' receipts. It means getting a regular report from the supplier, how and his all other activity related incoming activity, and report also highlight past due suppliers' receipts, how good in the past he managed his supply. A buyer should receive reports summarizing supplier performance on a weekly, monthly and quarterly basis. The frequency on which this kind of performance getting the summary of the supplier so as we can evaluate for a better process, measuring techniques. Buyer should also meet suppliers at least once a year to review performance results, which we talked about. There should be annual meet of vendors and suppliers so that we can evaluate them, share their performances with and also the improvement area, so how good he is progressing from the past experience. The buyer should never delay reporting the supplier's poor performance. If a buyer is delaying his communication with the suppliers, naturally the corrective actions will not take place in an appropriate time, which lead into quality as well as our products, final product quality or the rejections. Use of measurement data. How do we use this measurement data? Identifying suppliers, those are capable or not capable of performing at expected level. It means we have to identify based on various suppliers for the same product or multiple product, what is his capability of performing and how good he is on meeting all our parameters specified for any product or supply. Identifying suppliers who qualify for longer term partnership as a preferred supplier. Out of that, we have to identify supplier or narrow down few supplier who is qualified for long term relationship, so as that partnership helps us to improve our overall performance of reduction of cost and have a longer contract visibility to the vendor or supplier. Supporting supply based optimization effort. If supplier don't improve performance to a minimum acceptable level, they will be probably not remain part of the supply base. So in this activity is also to establish who will remain the system, who will move out of the system. We cannot have a supplier performance not up to the mark and still continue to be in our database. So this is very critical to avoid the overall efficiency of purchasing as well as our supplies are effective. determine the supplier's purchase volume based on performance rating. So we can also determine what percentage of or share of our requirement on purchase volume can be given to various vendors. It can be 38%, 40%, 50%, 60%, depend upon the performance of the supplier related to the quality as well as time and other parameters. Identifying areas for improvement. To work with this vendor and based on the parameters of inputs which we received and analyzed, and finally identifying those areas of improvement and discuss with the supplier to ensure he is working on those improvements. Supplier management technique, categorical system. This system requires the assignment of a rating to each selected performance category. For an example, he is excellent, very good, fair, poor, the rating are 1 to 5, we can have 1 to 5, now 1 is the lowest and 5 is the highest. The buyer might evaluate the factors along with 5 point scale assuming equal weightage for each factor. Factors such as delivery performance, quality performance and cost reduction can be evaluated more objectively by using formulas, because how his delivery performance, how good he is meeting his schedules and time, quality performance, how many times his quality is meeting our requirements and no failure, and how good he is working towards reducing the cost by doing his process improvement, so as he can pass on those results as an objective based final pricing and retention and long term association with this supplier. Decision analysis method. For an example, you can look at very simple weightage methodology. So you have there are 4 columns. There are various parameters related to delivery, how on time delivery, how good he is on time delivery, and quantity delivered, how the quantity he is sticking to the quantity order. If you really look at this delivery element, the weightage for this two aspects is 10 and 10, and score of the supplier, suppose the maximum is 1. And what is the score of this particular vendor or supplier? So here is an example, the on time delivery of this supplier is 0.8, the result is 2 into 3, that is weightage and score of the supplier, which is the weightage of the score. Quality delivered, here an example, it is, the weightage is 10 and the maximum he can score is 1, and how much he has scored, it depends upon how many time his quantity scheduling is adhered to, so as he is getting 0.6, he can score easily 10, but he scored 6. Related to quality, again look at inbound shipment quality, how good his shipment quality is all about. The weightage is 25 because the damage is happening more in the shipment, so as inbound shipment quality is, if it is appropriate, so naturally the weightage is given here more. So how good at the supplier and so is the score. Here this example is 25 and 8 is his 0.8 is his the score, so he scored 20 out of 25. Quality improvement, how he manages improvement of quality, how it is as per our plans. His weightage is 10 again here, and the example is he's showing 0.8, so naturally he scored 8. Third is the cost competitiveness, how good he is comparing with the other vendor or supplier. Comparison to other supplier, the weightage is 15 here because the cost is one of the very important factors, how good efficient he is on managing his cost. So in this particular, he can score up to 1, but he scored 0.4, naturally out of 15 he scored 6, means his effectiveness is not very good at the comparing with another supplier. Cost reduction ideas submitted, where he is good at working on areas of improvement, so as the overall cost reduction is focused, so as whether he has given any idea, his weightage is 10 and the score of the example is 0.6, so out of 10 he scored only 6. Service, ability to resolve problem, suppose the vehicle got stuck, he is unable to reach the product on time, whether he was able to move the product quickly, so as he gives the service as per our plan, the weightage is 5. Again this example, the suppliers achieved 0.8, he out of 5 he scored 4. Technical ability, if the vendor's technical quality is great, so naturally he will be in a position to give a better service of letter quality of final product. So you can see technical ability, and you can score maximum one, he scored more one, so full out of full. So the quality related to technical ability is achieved in totality. Response to corrective action, support for new product development, it is 0.6 and 1, so he scored 3 and 5 out of 5. The total point of weightage is 100, and weightage score as per this formula is 71. We can have again defined how this is be reviewed. In this example, given here, 20, if the point achieved is 20, this actually is a poor vendor. 21 to 40 is a fat. 41 to 60 is average. 61 to 75 is good. 76 to 85 very good. And 86 to 100 is an excellent. Here, as per this example, he is good. 61 to 75 is sold. 71 is good. Definitely, there is a possibility for improvement on areas where you can see he scored low, and then you can push and work on those elements with this supplier so as to move him for a better vendor. Cost based system. Looking at the we have given the point rate. Now looking at the cost. How cost based system work? A supplier performance report first quarter. We have taken an example of a metro. Total purchase value is 3,45,312. Cost of non-performance, if we really look at that, we have calculated, we have assigned a value for the occurrences. If you are late delivery, number of occurrences in this instance is 5, and average cost per occurrence is 9,900 is calculated based on various other inputs, so it's arrived at 9,900 the cost. If the delivery is delayed, so the extended cost means the cost which is involved other than the overall 3,45,312 is 49,500. Return to supplier, any quality related or other error supply, it is at the cost is 2,970 per unit, the cost is extended cost is 4,95,940. Similarly, other elements are calculated, and the non-performance cost, purchase value plus non-performance cost is A plus B. So you can see 3,45,312 plus 67,980, the overall performance cost is 4,13,292. Thus, the index is calculated, SPI is calculated, the overall cost divided by the total purchase value, that is 1.2 times. Otherwise, that means if we would have spent one unit, but here we have spent 1.2 unit, the service factor rating is 77% here. Supply performance comparison. How do we compare each vendor? We have done two methodology. We can see we have three vendors, Metro, Delta and Alpha as an example. The unit price of that product is 206,199,205 despite there is a purchase order based on this pricing has been given. Supply performance index based on the two parameters, it is either value based or it is a percentage based. You can see that the performance is given 1.2, 1.3 and 1.5 is an index, and the total cost naturally is 247, 77%, 259, 76%, 387, 87% again the unit price. So still here Metro is the efficient supplier to go a long way, because 77% of service factoring ratio is low.